my experience, it's when a woman says, I want it to happen naturally, right? What I hear is, you're just gonna have to take the lead on that, because natural to a woman means the man just putting in a bunch of work to make it feel that way for you.
Yeah, and we're talking about like sexually.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I just want it to be natural. Well, you don't just laugh at someone's jokes. Like, there's effort put in there. I'm watching your behavior, I'm paying a certain kind of attention to you, and I'm executing the right things to get to a certain point, you know? And I just wanted to point that out, because that woman, when they were talking about sex, that woman was saying, oh, I want it to happen naturally. It's something that just happens. So I'm like, no, what happens is you open a door and the man walks through it. That's how it happens. It's fucking natural. And it's like, for women, it might not be a conscious thing. Maybe that could fall like in a gender role in terms of how they play things in the bedroom. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she's like not aware of the things that she is doing or that she has done in the past to give men
the green light,
that sort of green light. And maybe she's like a
blue. But that's not to say that men can even see the green lights.
Sure.
Yeah, like that's not to say we all even get it right.
Right. True that. Yeah, that takes
some of us
time.
Get told no clearly more than once. You know, like, but what if?
And you're still trying to work around the no.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, for me, the big shift in, well, here we go, we'll talk about one of my wounds. One of my wounds is being hurt by women, and not just anyone, but like my mother, my first wife, and like women in my life that were supposed to mean something to me, you know? And when I turned 18, coming from the world I was coming in my mind, I knew, it was like, I am not gonna do a damn thing my parents did. We're gonna talk about problems, we're gonna solve shit right away, we're not gonna go to bed angry. And the way I, good initiative, bad judgment. Because I went about it in a very unhealthy, masculine way. I mean, there was a lot of yelling, there was a lot of aggression. It didn't make the woman feel safe and secure. In fact, it did the exact opposite, and it's one of the reasons she left. Or ended up leaving, and we ended up not working out. Which is okay, because with Evan having to communicate, you know, through life because of the child between us, I've come to the conclusion that without Evan, we probably wouldn't even really be friends, me and her.
Your son, without my son Evan,
we probably would. Me and his mom probably wouldn't. We'd be colleagues. We could probably work together because she's very good at what she likes to do, and so that's cool. But I wouldn't date her. I wouldn't want to talk to her. We probably wouldn't say hi if we saw each other at the mall. I'm like, no. But that's, I'm not saying anything bad about her. That's just me knowing myself, the people I naturally get along with, you know, the people I don't have to put that kind of effort to get along with.
Yes.
So after that happened, my whole thing was, I mean, I was in my 20s and horny, and you had a bunch of testosterone going through me, so I was like, well, I'm not married now, you know, but I was in this space where the sex I was having, right? I say it about
the sex we were having. Yeah.
The sex I was having was not necessarily the sex I wanted. It was like two broken people getting together and being like, okay, cool, I found someone to have sex with. It just kind of like, you know, because I hadn't made the realization that I'm in control of my life. Like, I create everything around me. And so I was still playing victim to the women that had hurt me, you know, and waiting for a woman to give the love to me. Instead of seeing and building and working on the value in myself that would naturally shine through and bring a different kind of woman into my life.
Mm-hmm. Like healing your victim mentality and all those wounds.
Yeah, yeah. And so, in finding ways to just navigate that, I found Pickup. And I read through, oh my god, that world, like any world, is just flooded with everybody selling their version of stuff. You know, some of it's more effective, some of it's put together for different reasons.
Yeah, like pickup artistry and sort of like how to get what you want, but maybe not in the...
Yeah, and there
was... like, not with integrity.
Yeah, there was a lot of it was just built on social dynamics, and it really relied on you playing the part as a man, just kind of going out there like an actor on a stage and just figuring out what the fuck works for you, you know? And that's not my thing. I don't like that. I don't want to know what works, I want to know why it worked. So if I need to change anything, I know how to change it, you know? And there was one person in particular, I used to not say his name, but I'll say it now because he changed his marketing. His name's Ross Jeffries. He approached it from a way, I remember the opening sequence, he had a whole dialogue about how love, like there's no such thing as love. Like love can be orchestrated because it's nothing more than setting off a pattern.
It's a manufactured love.
Yeah, and once you know the pattern for love, you can create it with anybody you want, you know? Half true, because you can't create something.
Yeah, fantasy, but not a long-lasting, like, deep love. And
you create some shit for yourself. But he, that intrigued me. I was like, okay, cool, he's not over here telling me I can, you know, have a fun weekend, to put it lightly, you know? He approached it from a more scientific standpoint, and he would lay out an example. The way he laid out his examples just made sense to me, because it wasn't trying to figure out what he meant. It was more like, oh, wow, this is how I'm going to do it. And I right away, I could think of my own way to do what he was trying to describe. And it changed my life. And that's why I say it changed my life, because it had nothing to do with, I mean, it had something to do with the pickup and my relations with women and working on that and getting that to a certain point, right? But it had more to do with realizing how these patterns work everywhere else. It's like my goal right now is a certain thing, right? It's pickup, you know, it's a goal, right? But if I wanted to sell something, it's the same emotions, just the goal's different. Now you need to sell this to this guy. If I wanted to gain favor in a negotiation, I might have to take a few steps, maybe take a loss, take a ding, take a hit here or there, just to get the energy to the right spot. But I can get there because it's the same pattern, you know? You just work the pattern different, move the plus sign, put an equal sign there, put something in parentheses with fucking asterisk or some shit, and then you're good, you know?
And this all started because we were talking about, while we were watching this one program, this couple who...
Oh, yeah, sex.
Who are married, yeah, and they're so newly married. Like this,
I don't like to talk about gender roles because I like seeing a woman who knows she can hang with the guys. You know, like there's not this like pride about it or anything. I call them guys, girls. You know, like the girl that can sit around and eat wings and watch football. She may or may not know what's going on, but she's sitting there talking and chilling with everybody. You know what I mean? And everybody, all the guys like her. She's not too pretty or too popular or shit like that. Right? Mm-hmm. She's not worried about makeup and lipstick and shit. She's good with ponytails and sweats. You know, that the girls like that. Figure out where I was going with that.
Well, the program that we were watching, this couple was married at first sight, so they didn't know each other. So technically they're married right now, but they're strangers. It's kind of like an arranged marriage. And the guy was bringing up the conversation around sex. And because they haven't been intimate and they don't really know much about each other, he was wanting to get an idea of what that looks like for her. Like, what does it look like and what does it feel like when you're ready? And she was like, I don't know, it just happens and I just know. And that's how the conversation started, because you were saying women in general, there are certain signals they give off to men that, you know, should be a clear indication. And the guy was trying to be courteous and open up a dialogue, and she was all being weird-a-rama about it.
Yeah, and so when she said it's just gonna happen, in that moment, if I were him, I would have read that as, I'm just gonna have to take the lead on it. I'm gonna have to like butter her up, maybe figure out what is intimacy with her, work that a little bit.
Yeah, and that was what was so interesting, was I thought it was really smart of him to be like, do you like kissing? Do you not like kissing? Like, what are the things that sort of can put you in that space of like feeling desirable? Like, how can I make you feel desired?
Yeah, because she's probably never had to articulate that. I wanted to just happen. And I think because he's more of a playful guy, he went the route he went, and she wasn't just a long time was, but she didn't feel the shift in her energy. Be like, okay, I gotta treat this a little bit different. This isn't as playful as groceries was. Just
right, right. Because he jokingly was like, she was like, well, I don't want to have to, like, you know, I'm not saying it has to be scheduled. And then he jokingly went over to the calendar on the fridge and was like, she was like, what do you write? And he's like, sex with my wife. And she took extreme offense to that. And you're saying he, instead of picking up on that vibe from her, he kept pressing with the joke a little bit. And that's where he kind of like effed up. That's why they need to talk about this. People need to learn how to have what I call safe talks, you know, around sex, money. Just, there's a lot of difficulty in certain subject matter when it comes to partnerships. And it's like, if you're going to be with somebody for a really long time, you're going to have to learn how to work through the uncomfortability before you can get comfortable talking about uncomfortable shit. You know, it takes practice.
Love that right there. My boat just dropped in my mouth.